Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Invisible Order, Book 2, The Fire King, by Paul Crilly. Performed by Catherine Kellgren. Produced by Audible Incorporated.
Chapter 1. London, 1666, in which Emily and co. find themselves in a spot of bother. A murder of ravens. Emily woke up in darkness. She yawned, her mind going through the usual checklist of hopes and fears that accompanied every awakening. Would there be snow today? Would she get to the market in time? Would she sell enough watercress to feed William and herself? She rolled lazily onto her back. Motes of dust glowed in the sunlight that skewered through gaps in the wooden walls. Emily frowned, sleepily confused. Wooden walls? Their room in Cheapside didn't have wooden walls. And what on earth was that smell? Then it all came back to her in a rush of disjointed images. The battle in Hyde Park, grabbing the key from the fairy gate just in time to stop the Fairy Queen's soldiers from invading London, and in the process leaping through the gate and finding herself trapped here in 1666. She quickly felt around beneath the old sacks that covered the dirt floor. The key was still there, safely hidden away. It was only then that Emily realized how quiet it was. She sat up and looked around their hiding place, an old tanning shed on the north bank of the Thames. Jack had suggested it. He said...